All we need now is for a sailor to kiss a nurse in Times Square. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
There's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said wanted, dead or alive.
President Bush said that a week after the attacks, and we were all in agreement. And then came two wars, then nation building, until after a while people were saying Osama bin Laden doesn't matter anymore. Plus, he's probably in Pakistan, which is an ally, and a president can't just go trespassing. Although there was this one candidate back in 2007.
If we have actionable intelligence on al-Qaeda operatives, including bin Laden, and President Musharraf cannot act, then we should. Now, I think that's just common sense.
And it sounded pretty naive at the time. Now I hear people asking the question, does killing bin Laden make us safer? Truthfully, no. Wearing your seatbelt makes you safer. Having a storm shelter, an earthquake plan, backup power for your nuclear plant, all that makes you safer. This is more about getting back on track. This reminds us that the mission of the military is not to build schools or to fix the plumbing, and it's not to spread democracy. As we've seen, democracy can spread itself once people get sufficiently fed up. No, the mission of the military is to kill the enemy, to track down anyone who would dare attack this nation and kill them.
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
So no, it may not be world peace, but it is what we used to call victory. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.